Today is Thursday, September 14th, 2023, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Eat a Hoagie Day. It is also National Live Creative Day. I'm a live creative. It is National Parents' Day Off and National Cream-Filled Donut Day. I love a cream-filled donut. Don't we all? Donut holes, even. All right, so I have no idea where we're at. I got a lovely email today. I will say, I'm not going to read emails or play voicemails on this week because I'm going to save them up and I'm going to use them for my live show for the Pride 48 live streaming weekend, which, if you haven't heard of that, is coming up on Friday, this very Friday, so tomorrow. And we have a lot of shows. I'm tempted to read the shows because I have like no content for today. Everything I'm saying this week, I'm probably going to repeat on the live streaming, and somebody is going to say, Adam, you talked about that already on Geeky Gay just this week. But, the dog is still here, and her name is Tabitha, by the way. It's not really very much of a dog name. I don't know. I just have this intuition about what a dog name is. And Tabitha is not one of those names. Ugh, I had to sneeze. It's getting better. I'll say that. It is getting better. It gets better, folks. But she has found, she doesn't play with regular toys. I don't know what to, it's like, I tried it. We have a toy box full of, not an actual toy box, but like just a container that we put Sydney, the dog, we put her toys in. And my mom brought a couple of toys for Tabitha. And she is not really playing with them much. My mom put a pair of sweatpants in Tabitha's kennel, in her crate, that I guess smell like my mother. I would assume they are my mom's sweatpants. I know that because the design is what I've seen my mom wearing them before. First of all, I don't know if mom was going to be throwing them away or giving them to charity or something, and so she decided to just give them to the dog. I don't know if she's just letting Tabitha borrow them while they're gone so she can smell them, you know, so she can smell mom while she's gone. I don't know. But Tabitha has been dragging these sweatpants around, even outside. And I don't know what to, should I scold her for that? Because how is she going to know? Mom put them in there for her to do what she wants with. So I've just been letting her do whatever she wants with them. And then also, she is biting. She bites everything. It's like this frustrated. She gets frustrated. And it's not angry biting. It's like she'll whine and she'll like wallow around and she'll start kind of mouthing. I don't know it. And she'll bite the edge of the couch or bite the edge of the coffee table or bite the. And it's not hard biting, but I constantly have to be like, no, no, Tabitha, don't do that. You know, no. Because I don't want her to think it's okay. And so all day I'm like, no, don't do that. And now she was carrying shoes around. So I had to find every shoe in the house. And we are an Asian household. Not by choice. I mean, I did choose to be partnered with an Asian person. So, I mean, I guess that was my choice. I would not choose to do some of these things. But it is an Asian thing, and John Ong, I don't think, listens to my show, but he could probably confirm this. they do not wear shoes in the house, or they don't wear outside shoes in the house. They, you know, chain shoes like Mr. Rogers. You know how he used to come in and be like, you know, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, a beautiful day in the neighbor. Would you be mine? You know, and then he opens the closet. He takes off his jacket. He takes his shoes off. He picks up some other shoes, puts the indoor shoes on, you know, ties them. It's a very Asian thing because they do not wear outside shoes in the house. Anytime you go to an Asian person's house, I don't want to stereotype here, but I've hung out with some Asians. That's all I'm going to say. You go to their house, there are shoes at the door. So we have shoes at our door. I don't love it, but we do. And Tabitha decided she wanted to get the shoe and carry it around. Mark has flip-flops at every door of our house. And so he had some flip-flops on the back porch. And at night, we're locking Tabitha in a fence. Well, we've put up a fence inside the house, like a dog fence. And she only has access to a certain part of the house with, you know, access to the doggy door. So she can go out if she needs to use the bathroom or whatever. She had gone out, gotten his flip-flop from outside, from the porch, because he left it on the porch. For whatever reason, he left that pair of shoes on the porch. It's a covered porch, so, I mean, it's fine. She had grabbed one of them, and I found it in some random room in the house. Luckily, it wasn't chewed up. So I'm like, now I'm like moving all the shoes, putting them, they're not next to the door anymore. Put it in the closet, next to the coat closet, or, you know, whatever. Well, there's a rug in front of the door. So now the rug that the shoes were next to, now she's chewing on the rug. And then she decided she wanted to like drag the rug around the house. So I'm like, no, you're not going to do that. And so I grabbed the rug and I put the rug outside so she couldn't get to it. It's at the front door. And then she goes to, there's a rug underneath Sydney's water bowl. So Tabitha starts trying to drag this rug out from under the water bowl. Well, she's going to knock over the water bowl. So then I had to pick up that rug and move it somewhere else. It has just been, I'm just constantly following her around the house saying no. It is what it feels like. It's been this whole week. And we're planning to get a pup. I think I've said it, but I don't know. Like if I can do this, I don't know if I can train another dog. I love dogs once they're trained, but I do not. I get very stressed out. I don't like it when they're not trained. I'm about to whip somebody. She peed on the floor again because she started to jump on Sydney, and I said, and I just like said no, and she almost peed on Sydney because I don't know if it scared her or I don't know. I have no idea. Luckily, it was on the hardwood. But again, she never goes and like squats and pees. It's only this excited peeing that happens. It's the most ridiculous thing in the world. So all I've been doing is getting ready for Pride 48. I have a goal to update the bot for the chat room to post album art 5 to 10 minutes before each show to say what the next show is going to be. I don't know if I'm going to finish it in time, but that's my goal. I've been working on that. And I met with Daniel, final meeting with Daniel. We figured out like who was going to do Zoom. Like some people can't stream for themselves. And so we're, you know, sharing the responsibility of Zooming for people. And so I still need to set up those Zoom calls and send those to everyone so they know, you know, when they're going to connect to me, et cetera, et cetera. I ended up volunteering to do the Zoom for Pod is My Co-Pilot's. Oh my God, they're still talking. So that means theoretically I need to stay awake until 3 or 4 in the morning. And then I'm also doing the Zoom for Shy Yeti, which is the very next morning. So I'm going to be super tired. But anyway, we had the meeting. We figured out, you know, who was doing that. technical stuff, just last minute details, whatever. I've been emailing some various folks to finalize some details, but it's coming up. For one way or the other, it's going to happen. So you guys should all join us and email me, call me, tweet me, whatever you want to do, so I have some content for the show. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
Mics, mixers, action. Mark your calendars, because this September 15th to 17th, Pride 48 is the place to be. Join us for our grand finale and final annual live streaming podcasting event. Experience the vibrant colors of our community with an entire weekend of LGBTQ and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts from our stable of current shows, some that you haven't heard in many years, and even a few brand new ones. It all kicks off at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday, September 15th. More information can be found at our website, pride48.com.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.